financial literacy, and the human condition. Welcome to Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Rahm.
$5.8 billion has been lost to fraud, and that was more than a 70% increase from 2020. Because the systems are designed to catch you off guard, It's not a failure of intelligence, it's an engineered moment. Hi, it's Francis. I just wanted to take a minute to thank you for watching this video. If you're catching us on YouTube, please help us help others by clicking like, subscribe, and all notifications so you don't miss any videos. And check back for the next video. I think you're going to love it. Thanks again. For more information, you can visit us at hugyourmoney.com.
Hey, it's Jess, and it's time for Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Rahm. Hello.
Hello, Jess. How are you?
I am doing good. And today we're talking about a topic very near and dear to me because I think I get, I don't know, three or four of these a day, talking basically scams or scam emails, right?
All kinds of scams, actually. And the reason we're talking about it, and believe me, I don't want to come on the air and talk about scams anymore. I would love to talk about something more interesting. But, let me put it this way. Here's how bad they've gotten, okay? Mm-hmm. First of all, they are slicker than ever, and they're using real email addresses, all the things I've told you about in the past, like, hey, don't click the link, watch the email, you know.
Right. It might be one letter off, all that.
Oh, my gosh. Now they're legit. They're getting harder and harder to tell apart. Mm-hmm. Even in voice. And so I'm going to give you a three-step process that you can use every time to protect yourself from this as we go through it. And I'll repeat it a couple of times so that you folks will get it. Okay. But just to put this into perspective, I've always said, you know, after you discover one of these scams, you should report it to the Federal Trade Commission. Mm-hmm. You should still do that. But You should not expect a response because they are so overloaded that, in fact, the data we're getting is so old. It is 2026 when we're filming this, right?
Yeah.
From 2021 that says $5.8 billion has been lost to fraud. And that was more than a 70% increase from 2020. So when I come on the air and I'm saying, you know, we're talking about scams, I am not talking to people who are technologically unsavvy or people who are undisciplined or people who are sloppy or people who panic easily. I'm talking to everybody. Just this morning, I got a serious message from my assistant saying, hey, Francis, there's an email in your inbox from Microsoft. There's been an attempt. You need to go and check on it. But now they're legitimate email addresses. So you can't even say, hey, is this address real? If you stop watching the show at this point, I want you to walk away with one thing.
Okay.
Do not click the link.
Can I just do a little sidebar here for a second?
Yes.
This, to me anyway, is so frustrating because we're all doing a million things. When I get an email, the fact that you've got to turn into Nancy Drew to figure out whether it's real or not. And the other thing is, then if there really was an important email coming through, we're so prone to not believe it that just gets so frustrating.
Because these folks all do the same thing. They send something that if you don't act on it, could cause you a problem. Mm-hmm. So they are designed for you to react to them, not to make a decision, to react. That's their job, is to get you to react. And if they can, to get you to react under pressure, right?
Yeah.
So that irritates me to begin with. And then I worry from a business standpoint that we are sending legitimate emails to people who have asked us questions or to people who are in our system who need to know about something important.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid that they won't open it.
Right.
I mean, it's really, this is really bad. And everybody is walking around saying, geez, with AI now, we don't know what is real and what is not real. We're going to go into that more. But that's getting scarier, too. I'll tell you that I've had two scam attempts come to me in the last 2 days, and it's why I'm on top of this. One of them came inbound from a friend of mine. He's somebody who comes to hear our band often, and he feels friendly. And so he reached out to me and said, Francis, I discovered this great financial thing you should know about.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Parts of pennies. Now, remember the movie Office Space?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever saw it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did. Yeah.
This always shows up in movies. Parts of pennies have been scaled off the top, scraped mm-hmm. off the top, and they're being stored somewhere, and they add up to lots of money. Okay. So, of course, he's got a video on this that
okay.
seems government related.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all you have to do to get your parts of pennies is go to this website, put in your information, and see how much money is being held for you. In his case, he came back to me and he said, it's $2,000.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Wouldn't you like that? Yeah. So let me just say that everything is not a scam. If you're listening to this show or watching this show right now, there is a legitimate site in every state that you can go to
okay.
and find missing money that is actually yours.
Oh, right. Yes.
Now, it doesn't come from parts of a penny that the government set off to the side somewhere waiting for you to claim it. That does mm-hmm. not happen.
Some account you've forgotten about or some
yeah.
interest in something, right?
That's somebody left you money. They couldn't find you. You moved too often. They can't find your address. Those
mm-hmm.
are legitimate things. I have found money for people like that many times, relatives and whatnot. So you can always do that. Now, just look in your state, but make sure it's a .gov address.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in Massachusetts. Don't quote me on this, but I think it's findmassmoney.gov, I think.
Okay.
But just Google it to
double
make
check.
Sure.
Double check. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not always a scam, but when you combine hope with urgency,
mm-hmm.
oh boy, you got a magic combination there. So the two scam attempts. So this guy sends me the thing and it's got a video and it says he's got $2,000 and he's already put in his social security number.
Oh, no.
Tried to get the stuff. Well, keep watching because I will tell you that that's not the end of the world. There are things you can do to protect yourself, even if you've clicked the link or given up your information.
Okay.
Okay. But for right now, let's just talk about the scams for a moment. So he gets this and I send him back a message with all the little red flags that I think this might be a scam because.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully, it stops him in his track before he gives anybody any money to get his money back. Another scam we've talked about recently where somebody says you have to be at a certain level in order to get your money out of your account. And so if you mm-hmm. add more money to it, you'll be able to get your money out. Never happens. When I'm saying this, it sounds like I'm being judgmental or like nobody would ever fall for this. But evidently, it isn't true. I mean,
yeah, no, I mean, you do all the time. And the ones that I've yeah. been getting lately, it gives you like a little bit of hope. Like it'll be, I just got one from AT&T yesterday that said I won an iPad. And I'm like, well, I've been a very good customer for years. I deserve an iPad. But I knew the chances of that being true are slim to none. And it was none.
It's true. But, you know, imagine now couple that. This is how these things happen, Justin. It's a very good point. Couple that with the fact that you might have just been at a website looking for an iPad. And there
mm-hmm.
might have even been an ad off to the side that said something like register to win an iPad. There's
mm-hmm.
some, there are reasons that these things come together in a way that a totally responsible, reasonable, intelligent, careful person still gets scammed.
Or Jess.
Fair enough. You're too self-effacing. But yeah, I think, you know, you can't just look at somebody who was taken by a scam and think they got duped because they're an idiot. They
mm-hmm.
are not an idiot. The scams are getting more and more clever because
yeah.
they're looking for higher net worth individuals with professional jobs who are very busy, who will just have somebody else do that.
Mm-hmm.
If my assistant did not contact me this morning
yeah.
and say, because she's been taught to do this, right? And say there's an email in your inbox that you'll have to go and do this. It said it was from Pakistan. Maybe I'll even put the email up. It said it was from Pakistan. It said it was an unusual access attempt and that if I did not respond,
mm-hmm.
then they would continue to allow access from this person or this company. Now, that's not quite scammish like it used to be in the past where it would say, if you don't respond, we're going to close your account right away.
Yeah.
You could spot that a mile away. Microsoft is not going to close your account if you don't respond to an email. That
right.
was kind of silly. Now they're sending it from a legitimate email address and they're saying, if you don't respond, that's okay, but we're
mm-hmm.
going to let this Pakistan person continue to access your account. And so that creates a sense of urgency, especially mm-hmm. on a morning when I'm getting ready to be on the air and my assistant Sherry is busy trying to go through emails. It would have been so easy to say, did you check the email address? Yeah, it was legit. Okay, click it and do it.
Right.
Thankfully, I just stopped. It just seemed to me that Pakistan was a little too on the nose, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you know that somebody is attempting to access my account from Pakistan. Okay. So anyway, all I'm saying is there's no judgment here. You should not feel embarrassed. You should not feel ashamed to say something. If you don't, you're only helping the next person get scammed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If we don't start fighting back against this, these are just going to get worse and worse and worse.
And so, I think sometimes some of these hackers or people that are doing this count on that. They count on the fact that people will be embarrassed and not spread the word about it, and then they can keep doing it.
They do. Now, I will tell you that this email was rather interesting to me because it allowed you to go, you know, I looked it up on the web and I said, is this a legitimate address? Yes, it is. But of course, I wasn't going to click the link.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to find my way, which was not easy, I have to say, to this specific Microsoft area mm-hmm. where I could find out whether my account had been accessed or not, my recent activity. And when I put the email in that they sent in the email to me, they said, your email address such and such has been accessed. When I put that email address in, even though it was one of our old email addresses, it wasn't in the Microsoft recent activity thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you really, I'm totally with you. I hate that you have to keep doing this to, you know, save yourself. And in the mm-hmm. case of this gentleman who sent me the video, you know, he spent time doing this. He was excited about it. He was going to get $2,000 of his own money. And, you know,
what's interesting about that is that he wasn't sending it to you to say, is this a scam? He really believed it, right?
He was helping me out. Francis, look at this great financial thing you should see.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was so sweet. When I wrote back to him, I said, I hope I'm not overstepping, but here's what I think. You know, he came back to me thanking me for saving him and, you know, all of mm-hmm. that nice stuff that kind people do. But I just was like, boy, I don't know how many times I've talked about these, but they just keep evolving. They just keep mm-hmm. getting more and more sophisticated. And I'm getting really concerned that people who would never have fallen for anything, top level people who are, you know, managing all the plates in the air all the time mm-hmm. are, because they are not touching everything themselves, their companies, their people, they're all going to get scammed because somebody else is going to click the link or do whatever. I mean, the amount of training you have to do to keep up on these things is absurd.
And they're hitting you from all angles. It's not just email. Like, I get texts all the time, like saying I owe tolls. You know, you just get those constantly.
Oh, yeah, me too.
From every direction. Yeah.
Yep.
And it'll be a place that I lived before but haven't been in years.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get things from even where I haven't lived. So I know we have to go to break, but I just want to say, so I leave people with these three things that they can do every time. So, you know, you don't need to be careless anymore. You just need to be human, and I think mm-hmm. we all are. So I'm going to give you a three-step process you can use in every single case, a filter. I call it SAVE, S-A-V. There's no E on it. You can execute for E if you want to, but I recommend S for stop, mm-hmm. separate from the message. Don't click that link, right? Just separate from the message.
Okay.
A is for assess or ask yourself. Mm-hmm. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Am I feeling a sense of urgency? Do I feel... Walk away, calm down about it, okay? And then the last one is V, S-A-V, save, verify.
Mm-hmm.
Check in from inside your account, not from the email. Just go to a direct link and check. So S-A-V.
Okay, excellent. Let's get your phone number.
Sure, it's 413-773-3333.
You can go to hugyourmoney.com. We'll be back with more from the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram, on Financial Fitness.
Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by Franklin County Technical School. We build futures. Visit fcts.us or call 413-863-9561.
Welcome back to Financial Fitness. I'm Jess, along with the Money Doctor, Dr. Francis Ram. Hi.
Hi, Jess.
And we're talking about spending money on discovering whether these emails or texts are real or not.
Yeah, we're talking about losing money to scams and how sophisticated they've gotten. And I was just saying that this morning I got one that was from a legitimate email address. Mm-hmm. And so even if you check it and it looks legitimate, which is what we used to say, don't click the link if the email isn't legitimate. Even if it's legitimate now, you got to go check it. So I am giving a three-step process for people so that they can use this as a filter in every single case. And we call it SAVE, S-A-V. S is for just stop, separate from the email. A is assess. Ask yourself, how am I feeling? Am I feeling nervous? Am I feeling like there's a sense of urgency? If you are, step away, okay? And then V is to verify it. Never, ever, ever click the link. Copy it, paste it, research it, do whatever you got to do. Unless you know, like you get an email from us and you asked us a question and we sent you a link, okay, you're going to be fine clicking that.
Right.
But if you don't know the person sending you the email, you go to the web and verify it inside your own account. Okay. There are three places to go for help on this. And I'll give these again at the end. But FTC.gov, the Federal Trade Commission, has a report fraud place on their website that's perfect for this. There's an Identity Theft Resource Center. These are all free that I'm telling you about. ITRC, Identity Theft Resource Center, and that's at idtheftcenter.org.
Okay.
And AARP does a free thing as well. They have a Fraud Watch Network, which is great for real-time alerts and things.
Mm-hmm.
So FTC, the Identity Theft Resource Center, and AARP are good places to go for free support on this stuff and to educate yourself about it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about what's actually happening out there right now, what the most common scams are, and why they are working so well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you know what to look for, this becomes much easier. But we need to walk through a few of the big things. So, like the ones I received, right? One of the things you see is there's been an unusual login attempt.
Right.
Red flag, unusual login attempt. It might be a legitimate unusual login attempt. That's why people can scam you. They hide in the truth, right? Or someone accessed your account, right? I got that too. And it was opened from another country. So those three things were all at work in the one email I got this morning, or that Sherry got. And it will always say, click here immediately, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because these three things are the things that you're having. So there's a sense of authority.
Yeah.
There's a sense of urgency.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a sense of fear.
Right. Like someone's going to keep using your account if you don't do this right now.
Yeah. You shouldn't be getting an email from anybody that causes you to feel urgency and fear, especially if they're in a position of authority. Okay.
Yeah.
So as soon as you feel your emotions, you know, bubble up and you're thinking, oh, I have to act immediately, close the lid, walk away from the computer, stop the phone, whatever, okay? Now, money waiting for you is one of the scams.
Mm-hmm.
Like the ones we were talking about in an earlier segment, money is waiting for you. Somewhere there, somebody has died and left you money. They've scraped parts of pennies off and they're waiting on the side. You just forgot that you won the lottery. You won something of value. Whatever it is, if there is money waiting for you, you probably know about it already.
So what you're saying is the Nigerian prince does not want to gift me millions.
Oh, as old as that is, it is still
like
the same
one.
Premise. It's still the same premise.
Yeah.
If you let us deposit money into your account,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll clear it from your account, but we're only going to take part of it, and what's left is yours. Scam.
Right.
Scam, all the way. Okay. So you have money waiting. You have a refund. You have an overpayment. You have unclaimed funds. All of those are scams.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Unless you're able to research it separately, you call your local bank. Do I really have money in my account? You check with your broker. Is this really true, right? Check with someone you know in person.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm thinking of it, that's another good way to protect yourself, is to use a second source. Like if you get a text from somebody and you're worried if it's a scam, call them up. Send them an email. Don't do it through the same thread. So double up on your ways that you're responding to people. And here's a really subtle part. It doesn't feel like a scam for those money things because it feels like a pleasant surprise.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, there's hope and curiosity together. is a majorly dangerous thing, right? I hope this is going to work, and I'm curious. And what I really detest about that is that we often hear about Hug Your Money that people are very hopeful and that they were just curious. They went in and filled out the form and saw the numbers. I don't want those two things squashed for people or quashed for people, right? Those are good things to have. Hope and curiosity get me up in the morning, right? Those are the two things to have. So this is why I really think scams are far more dangerous than just the money that people lose, is that I feel like we're losing part of our human edge because we're being taken advantage of so often like this. So anyway, that's just an incredibly powerful combination. Now, there's another thing that is happening a lot now called smishing. Have you heard this term, smishing?
Is it a combination of phishing and something else?
It is. Very good. Okay. It's a combination of phishing, which, by the way, is P-H, phishing, which came from, you know, we're going to throw a line in the water and cast some things. But it actually came, little history lesson, actually came from freaking, P-H-R-E-A-K-I-N-G. Freaking was an old term when they were scamming on the telephone, believe it or not.
Oh, okay. Telecom, yeah, I hadn't heard that.
Telecom stuff. That's where phishing came from. Mm-hmm. It started out as freaking, went to phishing, and now we have smishing, which is SMS, which is short message service. That's what SMS stands for, short message service. And the end of phishing, the ishing part, mashed together, right? Yeah. Conflated. So now we have another fun term, smishing. Smishing. It's hard to say. Anyway, smishing is exactly that. It's short message. It's texting scams. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's a different delivery. It's the exact same hook.
And they'll switch numbers on you too. I don't know if you've noticed this. Like, I'll do stop and then it'll say, can you report junk? And I hit report junk. And then you see a number that's like one number off calling again. Oh, so they don't give up.
They don't give up. I mean, even now, here's how things have evolved. It used to be that they spoofed numbers. They would send you a message from a number that you knew so that you'd believe it was a person. They don't even bother doing that anymore. They just keep, here's a new number, a new number, a new number, because there's no regulation stopping them. You can't find these people.
Ugh,
so you have to be on your diligence game here. Here's one I get all the time. Your package couldn't be delivered because.
Yes, I have.
Your bank needs verification. Click here. They do these things that are so dangerous because in texts, the really dangerous thing is we trust text more than we trust email.
Because we think somebody got our personal number and we don't normally give that out. Just like, and we all have like that email address where if you're signing up to get a 15% code, you all put that email address in. But you don't normally do that for your phone.
No, that's absolutely true. And that's exactly the strange combination is it feels personal and it feels immediate. Now, here's the big, really, really, really creepy one that I think we're in for it on this.
Okay.
AI voice impersonation scams.
Oh, I haven't gotten that yet, I don't think.
It's coming, Jess. It's coming. This one's really growing quickly because someone will call you and say, Mom, I need help.
Oh, I have heard about this. Yes. And especially like to grandparents saying like to send because they think
send
they might
money.
Do it quickly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Send money. This is your boss. Send this right away. There was a story. I forget who it was. Lamborghini, Ferrari, somebody big who stopped themselves from $700,000 being transferred or something because they got a call from someone who sounded like their person. In their in their employ, and they said, send this money right away. And the guy was smart. And the guy said, I was just in your office yesterday. You had a book on the shelf. What was it? And he didn't get scammed. But can you imagine in a busy day, and this is what I'm talking about. This is going to hit everybody. This is not just, you know, somebody who's sitting at home who never uses a computer and isn't savvy and clicks a link. We're talking about they're coming after us all because this money is so big. Billions and billions of dollars every year that people are losing to this. So I'm here talking about how do we save, how do we protect our assets, how do we, you know, relieve the quiet pressure of having that stuff dog us on our way to work. And here we are losing billions of dollars a year just to scams. So that's why I'm talking about them. So every one of these scams is designed to trigger a reaction,
right?
Not a decision. They don't care what your decision is. They just care that you click the link. After that, they've got you on the hook. So the question becomes, how do you protect yourself even when the messages look real, even when the voice sounds real? What are you going to do to protect yourself? And so this is where we've developed this three-step filter to protect you. You can use in every scenario, and it's SAV. The first is S is just stop or separate yourself from the email, the phone, whatever. Hang up. If it's your kid and they need help, tell them I'll call you right back and hang up.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Just don't continue the conversation. Access, ask yourself, how am I feeling? If you feel a sense of urgency or fear or excitement, back up. Something's going on. Something is about, you just need to slow down and pause for a moment. And then the last thing, of course, is to verify. And when I say that, that is where you take a second route. You never click the link. You don't send money. You don't go to Western Union. You contact the person or the company directly and you say, I just got a call from you. I just got an email. I just got a text. Is it really you?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to have to say this, and I know it's a waste of time, and it's really disappointing to have to guard yourself like this. But imagine how much more time you will spend and how awful it will be if you let one of these places get to you. And so I'll give you three quick places you can go for help and some additional guardrails, because even if you click the link, it's not the end of the world, okay?
Okay.
Federal Trade Commission, Identity Theft Resource Center, AARP Fraud Watch Network. You can find them all online. They all do great things. Use that second form of contact I talked to you about. It's not just being about careful anymore. It's about having that process that we talked about. And so you definitely verify everything. You never act immediately.
Okay.
What do you do if something does happen? If you do click the link, what then?
Or give your social.
Or you give out your information. That's right. Yeah. So we just had to do this with this nice guy. You know, what do? You don't panic. And you don't feel embarrassed. I'm not a fan of telling somebody how not to feel. But please, please don't feel embarrassed. Everybody gets these. Okay?
Yeah.
So because the systems are designed to catch you off guard, it's not a failure of intelligence. It's an engineered moment. All right? So if you click the link, change your passwords immediately.
Okay.
Enable two-factor authentication, even though it's a pain in the patoot, do it, and review your recent activity.
Okay.
If you shared information, contact your bank or credit card company immediately, monitor your accounts, and my recommendation would be to put a fraud alert or a freeze on your credit report, which you can do at annualcreditreport.com, the only government-approved place to get your credit reports.
Okay.
Okay, so I hope these things are helpful for people. You know, they're real resources. They're all free. Everything I gave you is free. And they just can help you, you know, to be safe and to take the next steps properly. And I just want to say in closing, you know, in financial wellness, we talk about it as though it's always numbers and budgets and plans. But, you know, it's also just knowing when something doesn't feel right, giving yourself permission to pause because that one click can cost you. But one pause could just protect you. So just use SAV, separate, assess, verify, as part of your daily diligence routine. And just know that you're going to need to do this more now and more into the future than you have in the past. It's coming your way.
All right. If people have a question on this or they just want to find out more about the Hug Your Money program, what is the phone number for them?
Sure. They can call us at 413-773-3333. And we will never call you outbound. Unless you ask us to, right? But we don't make cold calls.
Exactly. All right. It is Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor, Dr. Frances Ram. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jess. It's scam stuff. I know we talk about scams a lot, but my gosh, these things are getting, they're ridiculous. I had one this morning from Microsoft, or about Microsoft, with a legitimate Microsoft email. Financial Fitness with the Money Doctor is underwritten by Hug Your Money.
Permission granted to chase your dreams.
Will you help us spread the word about financial fitness? Please like, subscribe, and choose all. Thank you.